everybody. Welcome to our weekly mastermind meeting for Clear Tai Chi and Clear Heads. We hope you're happy to be here, and put any comments below, any kind of questions, any of your own thoughts or reflections on what we're talking about. We love to hear from you. And I just want to make sure that you got that very clear, that we want to hear from you. Put some stuff, help interact with us so that we can better interact with you. And if there's other things you'd want to see us talk about, that you're letting us know. And today with us on the call are Greg Nohmeyer from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep. Hey, guys.
Art Don up in the Washington, D.C. area.
Hey.
That area's on fire today. They're doing the impeachment stuff and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know.
That's I'm where excited. It's going. Matt Holker here in Tennessee.
Hello, everybody.
Harry Legg up in Verona, New Jersey, outside of New York City.
Greetings. How you doing?
That's how you do your voiceover work, right?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Do your voiceover for the Real Housewives or something.
Oh, stop.
Daniel Stringer down in Paisley, near the Orlando area in Florida.
Hello, hello.
And today what we want to talk about is I've had some folks on the social media there that have been asking questions or making some statements is more like it, but ultimately we're getting to that. And it's about the hidden secrets in it, where I put out some video for YouTube and all of that. And then of course through Facebook and the other social media talking about the hidden secrets that are in the Tai Chi and the Qigong and the Ni Gong and the and all of that, and that we're really teaching those and putting them out there for folks. And one of the things I've had students before that even had a hard time believing this. You start telling them about the amount of information that's hidden and the degree of it and how much of it, and they just have a hard time conceiving that the people are teaching stuff, but they're not teaching their better stuff. And that they're the real stuff, and that they're holding on to it, and you know, that they're having a hard time believing that the Chinese martial arts and the healing, even including real internal kung fu and tai chi, have been hidden by the senior masters. That they're really, you know, that it really is the ancient Chinese secrets, because they're doing their best to not tell people. Quite often, the people think that the so-called secrets are a bunch of baloney, and that they've been that's being fraudulently marketed, the ancient Chinese secret and all the hype and all the stuff, and that it's being used for teachers to get a paycheck for teaching something, but not something because they're holding back the real stuff, and that it's that's the senior masters doing this. They think that anybody that's making the statement about, oh, I'm teaching the hidden stuff, that those people are making a paycheck by saying that, and then what they're teaching isn't the hidden stuff, and that's not even a thing. And what's happened is you get people that are like in the UFC, MMA type stuff, and the situation's even aggravated a lot more because somewhere along the way they got some interaction with some, for lack of a better way to say this, person who is claiming to have the secrets, you know, and all of that, and then they go into a match and they get their butt handed to them, and they're like, or they see the Tai Chi master, supposed master, and they're watching him get creamed, and they're going, if what they had was the real secrets, then yeah, right. And so it's a joke. It's not real. And there's no way. And everybody that I've seen say that ends up getting, you know, living daylight speed out of them in a fight. And so I get it, you know, when you've got people doing that, it makes it hard. And obviously the people that are the senior masters and teaching what they're teaching, they're not running around going, I'm really keeping all my good stuff here and putting out, you know, sort of my public not so good stuff. And that's what I'm really getting paid. They're not telling people that. And so people have a hard time believing it, right? I've spent most of my life learning and studying the real stuff and teaching it. And I didn't start off with that. I started off with more public kinds of teachings. And fortunately for me, boxing. And so I had sort of the real test to it from very early on. Does this stuff work or not? How's it doing against somebody that will punch you? And all that. So I brought a dose of realism because of the streets where I grew up and that kind of a thing. And so it kind of filtered some of the stupid stuff pretty early on. And also when something was looking pretty fantastic, it was like, how does that fare when I'm trying to take their head off? And when it worked against it, you know, some things didn't. But when it worked against it, then I was like, tell me more. Show me more about what that is. And because I persisted in my studies and continued and had very fortunately for me, access to really great teachers, I got that stuff. And I've spent most of my life now studying it and continuing to study it and expanding on my understanding of it and reading the classics and getting into it and teaching it. And I get asked by people on a regular basis and asked or really, you know, or challenged or pushed, you know, where they want to know, is this stuff real? And they're, and where they're thinking it's not, and do I really have it? And, you know, and they're wanting to know, is it really that powerful? And does it really benefit you that much? Or is it just some stuff, whatever, you know? And then if it is great and all that, and it's real and it's beneficial for you and useful for fighting, if that's what the person needed for defending yourself, can you learn it? Can you actually teach? You know, is maybe part of the reason they're hiding it is because it's hard to learn. And every once in a while, that is the case, that it's a little bit hard to convey and teach properly. But more often than not, it's not all that hard. Now, there are things that I've noticed that I teach in the system that sometimes I teach it and people's eyes cross. You know, it's like, what? And it's like, okay, I'm gonna have to simplify that. And I've worked very hard and long on doing that. And so it's been helpful. And of course, we use the name CLEAR to help get that across and convey that in ways. And so some of my explanations and metaphors and ways that I go about it are really strange and unusual compared to what's been done historically. But when you try to use something that's from over 100 years ago to explain to somebody in our modern society what's going on, a lot of times they can't even relate to the example because it's not something they've had any experience with. And so I try to make it very relevant and current, not to the point of like being cutting edge, but something that most people today have experience or exposure to, right? So anyways, when these requests, I'll call them that, are made, they're often made by very hateful posts on Facebook and other social media, sometimes by email and sometimes even in person, right? Where they're kind of like, ah, this is horse crap, you know? And the real hard part is that the folks who are doing this and have the attitude about it, they don't really usually come to find out what things really are and actually are and what is that and why is that and why is that really so much better and that kind of thing. And if they're into just fighting, then they want, and they want to do it at the competitive sport level, then most of the time they're not interested anyways. And so it's like, why are you even talking? We've had ones on Clear Tai Chi, the Facebook page, where they're going on there and they're carrying on and excuse my language, bitching and moaning about what we've got on there is something where we're just talking about Tai Chi in general. And I'm looking at it, and it's like, they're really not interested in Tai Chi. And I don't mean it's a Tai Chi person who's talking about their thing and I'm saying that. I mean, it's really evidently clear they're not into Tai Chi. And I'm like, so why are you even on here? And we got a couple people, one person in particular I booted this week, where I went, why did you come on here? You're not interested in Tai Chi. You don't have anything. They don't have anything to do with Tai Chi. You don't want Tai Chi. And you just came on here asking all this and going on. It was just like, you know, they weren't being so, some people, they come on there and it's cursive, you know, curse, foul language, blah, 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 blah. And it's just banned. We're not talking to them. This guy was saying stuff where I talked to him. It just really quickly became, you don't belong on here. Why would you come on here? You know, it's like, if I don't want to know anything about basket weaving, I'm not going on basket weaving sites. Anyway, so and so they're often hateful and all that. And they don't really want to know. It's more that kind of a thing. And then they've already made up their mind that this is bogus. And it's more like they're on that bandwagon. And so if it's that, and it really is that, I'll do what I'm doing there, which is, look, you're not into this. So even if I convey it to you, I'm going to put a lot of time and energy into that. And you're not really interested. There's no point. But sometimes, and there was a guy this week like this, I had a conversation with him about it, and by the end of it, he put a like on what I put and it was able to convey it. It took a lot of writing to get there, where I had to do enough and say enough in the right way so that he got it, that I knew what I was talking about, wasn't trying to just throw some BS out there. And, you know, we were able to get to a pretty good point. And I still don't know that the guy's actually interested in Tai Chi, but at least he saw some merit in it, is what I got from the situation. Anyways, and sometimes I've had people, and this is more live, where they're like saying something stupid, and by within a few minutes of talking to them, they're kind of backing off of me. I've also had ones where on Facebook, where you can tell we've passed the point. They actually got what I was saying. They know that it wasn't bull. but they really get nasty and want to get in there and fight and curse you out and everything else. And they're just, they, what's happened is that publicly they were the ones trying to be the jerk. They kind of felt like somebody put it over on them, you know, got them, gotcha kind of a thing. And now they're just trying to save face. And they figure the best way to do that is to keep being a jerk. And at that point I'm like, okay, look, I was here because I'm actually teaching this thing and I'm about the thing, in this case, Tai Chi and Qigong and Nigong and the internal arts and the stuff that can be gained from it and the knowledge and all that. And again, they obviously weren't there for that, or the discussion would have been pretty different. But, and so then you're almost better off a lot of times on Facebook not to interact with them. But this is the, from the business side, this is the business I'm in. And so it is, I'm trying to talk to people if they're open and interested in having the discussion and knowing and that kind of thing. Anyway, so as a result, I do have a number of things that I do, and I teach folks that I'm first meeting where they're very skeptical, and healthy skepticism is appropriate and I prefer it. I don't like it when somebody's, oh yeah, whatever you put in the thing, I'm eating that. And I also obviously don't like the one where they've already made up their mind and there they are. And it's like, why are you here? You know, you came to fight. You came to see. So if you thought Tai Chi was wimpy yoga on a bad day and you came here to fight, what you really did was you came here to beat somebody up. Hey, I might be your guy. Let's see how that goes for you. You know, this kind of a thing. But in the meantime, it was like, why'd you, you know, if Tai Chi was what they thought it was, it's not like the average Tai Chi person wants anything to do with where they're coming from. So go find somebody that actually wants that. You know, anyways, you get the idea. But bullies are bullies. So another story. All right. The harder part I've had when I'm trying to explain to somebody who's actually listening and interacting is how to teach them enough and explain enough and get it across in a way and yet not give away the store. And we've worked on that, and I have a bunch of things for that, including the free guide, the practical guide to internal power and that kind of stuff, right? But I'm always looking for better and new ways to do that. I know that you guys all as teachers have had some of these experiences. And then some of you that are in the audience out there who might be watching this on Clear Tai Chi and that kind of thing, and a bunch of your teachers may well have had and probably have had some of these experiences.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.
And so my question today for you guys is, can you relate, and I've got a couple of them, but I'm going to start with this one. Can you relate any specific situation where you were held out on or figured out somebody, a teacher you were studying from, hopefully not me, was hiding the real stuff? And I don't mean hiding it like, well, that's in the curriculum and you'll get it here. That's an appropriate, you know, you're not going to get the 12th grade material and you can't do the first grade. Not that, that what you were getting from them was less than good. And what you weren't getting from them, that they were really holding back for just a few people that are like maybe their family members and stuff, or, and that are paying them massive amounts of money after being around for 20 years doing garbage. Have you had that experience? And please try not to name the person or the styles. I'm not here trying to bash people, even though, and part of it is the bigger part of the Tai Chi masters do this. And so if you were going to say names, I would say 95% of the teachers that are the senior masters out there teaching are doing this stuff where they're hiding the information and they've got a few students really getting it. And of course, then depending on that teacher and the style, what quality is that information they're hiding? Because for them, it's the best stuff they got. But if you compare it to everything else, is it the better stuff? Is it not? I'm not really even looking for that kind of an evaluation right now. And there's plenty of that to be seen on Facebook and social media and YouTube and everything all over the place. But yeah, do you have a personal situation where you experienced this? And Greg, we can start with you.
I've had a couple experiences with this. One, I actually kind of labored under the delusion for a while that this person just couldn't teach. They had a high level of skill. They were trying to teach, and they just weren't very good at teaching. But one of the things that I notice is if there is an invisible layer in there, you're not getting the teaching. So if I ask Sifu Clear a question and I say, what about this? And he's like, oh, that's five steps from where you are. He'll typically say, but working this gives you that. And let me show you that next thing. And maybe even the thing after that. And you can see how this progresses. A lot of times people will say, oh, that skill is more advanced and you just need to get a better Zhongding, which is always a good thing. Always, always a good thing. You need to relax more. Always true.
Do the form and magically will show up, right?
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
But there's nothing in between. So it's sort of like, well, you can practice what you already know with no additional information. And at some point, you'll be ready for this additional information. And if that's the discussion, which often happens,
yep.
Then they are holding out on you. It took me a while to realize that. And then I had a student of that very renowned teacher as one of my teachers. And I wasn't getting the teaching mostly because they were ignorant. They were trying. They were communicating most of what they had. But what they had was a relatively small thing. And so I could write that off and say, oh, that's a nice person. They're trying, da 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 da. But in the end, I actually wasn't getting the teaching because one person was ignorant and the other person, for whatever reason, was not sharing.
Yep. And that's one of the side problems that's happened from the senior master's hiding. This has been that you get a bunch of people running around with a little bit of information, even if they were with their person for 10 years and they think they got a lot more and they're out there teaching it. And that's where I've got the real secrets. And then when they go to have to use it, whether it be for health or for fighting, it fails because, you know, they've got kindergarten information thinking they got high school or college information and they really don't. And they don't even realize it, although they knew that that master had so much more than they've got. And then at some point I go, wait a minute, you were with the guy for 20 years and you don't look like a really good reflection of that teacher. I don't understand how that happens. So yeah, I'm with you all the way. And unfortunately, the other part of that then is you get some people, they realize the situation and then they start making stuff up and or trying to compensate or start playing the kind of games that their teacher played when they saw people that were a little smarter come along with people, except now where the teacher, ideally, especially if we're talking about lineage holder, had information behind that. Now this person that's representing, they don't have the information behind it. And it really hurts the whole community just so much more because at some point, most of the time, at some point, they normally end up getting exposed through all kinds of different situations and things very publicly. And then that really creates, then it's a bad reflection on that whole style and whole lineage and whole method and on what the real secrets, for lack of a better word. I'm not a big fan of that either, by the way. It is the situation, which is why I say it like that. But anyways, and by that situation, I mean the hidden secrets. And so that's why I'm teaching it openly so that it won't be the hidden secrets anymore. It'll be like, we've got it. We're doing it. Here's how you get it. But anyways, it creates the situation where there's all kinds of people don't have the information. There's all kinds of people who are scamming people. And then you've got senior masters and they're dying off and information is going with them and all kinds of stuff. And people think this is a small part of what's going on, and unfortunately, it's not. It's the much bigger category of what's going on. Greg, anything else with that, or
no?
Yeah. Okay. Art.
Well, actually, I guess I've been fortunate in that my first experience with a Kung Fu instructor was positive in the sense that I was getting good knowledge. I from point zero, so to speak. Hold on just one moment, please. I have to hook up the connection. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll go to Matt while he's doing that. Matt? I'm going by the list, by the way, so that's why you're hearing me call. I'm looking across my list, and I'm just next person, how you guys are listed up there. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's all good. As you know, Sifu, and I think most of the people like watching by now kind of know, I spent like 20 years going around the country looking for, the right teacher or a teacher who had, that little extra something special. And I went around looking for specific things too. Not just sort of a general, like, this is my teacher now, but, you know, I looked for any gems that anybody who was, kind of reputable in a certain way might have to offer. And one of the teachers particularly had a method of striking that is in the Tai Chi. He was not really a Tai Chi guy, but he said that, he said publicly that he got the striking method from a Kung Tao version of the Tai Chi, basically. And it's this whip strike kind of thing. And he, I spent a fair bit of money, going to him to kind of learn from him and learn his stuff. And that strike was one of the things I wanted to get. But it was also a barrier that he put in front of the rest of his kind of system. And it was like, well, you've got to get that first. And to some extent, there may have been truth to that. But what really tipped me off that that he was holding out, and I found, and I confirmed this later, that he was holding out on a bunch of people in a bunch of different ways, was that, first of all, like you said, his senior students were not really a good reflection of him. They had more skill than the beginners, certainly, and like noticeably more, and could do impressive stuff, but they just weren't quite there, and they weren't really, like, they didn't seem to be on track either to be a lot like, like this guy. The other thing was that the strike that he was teaching, he didn't really teach how to do it. He basically said, here's how it works in the air. Now we're going to put a board in front of you and try to break it. And, it's a whip strike with like fingertips. And so, a lot of people basically hurt themselves what he basically told us was, there's a lot of power in this if you can do it without having seen it done. If you can do it on faith that it'll work, then when you push it, there's a lot of power. Well, that worked until the first guy did it, and then everybody went, okay, so we've seen it can be done now. And he said, yes, you can. And so then he brought out some of his senior guys and he showed them like breaking it more, and it was like, yeah, now you've seen like it really can be done. So do it. And that was all the more instruction we got. Well, then by the end of the session, he was selling tapes that he was, trying to get people to buy like on their way out, on their way home. And I bought them, I wanted them. I didn't feel like I was conned into buying them or anything. I wanted the tapes. But in the tapes, there was an actual training progression for that strike that he knew and that he taught public, like not publicly, but to people who, who paid the right amount, but that he wasn't teaching us, even though we were there specifically kind of to learn that strike. And he made it very clear he wasn't going to teach us anything until we got it. And he had a better way of teaching it, but he didn't reveal that at all during the workshop. And then you had to buy the tapes at a higher price than what we paid to actually be there, to get the training progression. And so, and I actually went there twice live before I got the tapes. I don't remember if he didn't have them the first time or if I wasn't like prepared to get them or whatever it was. But so there was a significant investment in my time and money that could have really easily been overcome if he had just even mentioned that this was a thing, up front. But he really wanted to get, it seems like, a certain level of investment out of everybody first, and then, a little bit more even behind that before he was willing to really teach the basics. And so that told me kind of everything that I needed to know about, where he was coming from as a teacher. And it's regrettable because he had some skills that I really wanted, but I also figured out pretty early that I probably wasn't going to get them unless I like was willing to invest a whole lot more time and money into him in odd ways that I just wasn't really willing to play the game.
Well, and the odd way was, is that for the amount, for, I know a little bit more about that situation, is that for the amount of time and money you were being asked to invest, it was really something where he could have, where there just weren't that many skills in terms of what he was willing to teach that you were going to get. And so it was like, if he was honestly teaching you a few weekends, you'd have everything that you were actually there for and you'd be done. And he knew that. So this was a way to draw it out and get a whole lot more money. And that was the goal. So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, fortunately I learned that lesson early and moved on and eventually found, you know, Steve Clear, and the rest is history there for me. But yeah, that was one notable experience. And then there were others. You know, it's unfortunately, it's very common for teachers of this stuff to have like a good thing, or, you know, one good skill or one good trick, or maybe even a handful of good kind of skills or tricks. But then, like you said, Sifu, they could really impart those skills and tricks over like a good long weekend or two. And so then, you know, where did their students go? And so they find ways to string them along, and it's just, it's really unfortunate.
It's exceptionally common. Okay, Harry.
So I haven't really had.
Is Art back on?
What's that?
Did Art?
Yeah.
I'll come back to him after.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I haven't really had people necessarily holding out on me, but I've had situations where they just didn't have the skill. And they didn't know they didn't have the skill, which is the bigger problem, actually. And the even sadder part is, after studying with you for between 1 and 2 years only as a long distance student, my Tai Chi knowledge and skill set noticeably surpassed the people running this school. And at first, they paid a lot of lip service to, wow, well, we should really up our game and study, and it never really happened. And then the other thing that happens is that, you know, the school's part of a system, and they have the national instructors come in, and they always make it as if it's such a special occasion, and they're going to really teach you, no, that you don't learn anything more, really. And there's just an outrageous level of ego. And especially looking back on it in time, whoa, people very full of themselves. And in an art where you're not supposed to have a ton of it. We all have some, but not at that level. Oh my gosh. So anyway, that's just mostly my experience. And I'm so glad I found, you know, some very real teaching. One of the quick things I'd like to point out for anyone that's watching this that has not watched Sifu Clear's free TaiChiRoadmap.com video, you really need to watch that. And then ask yourself, are you being taught these things from whoever you're learning from? And if you're not, ding, 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 you've got the answer. There is way more than you're being exposed to. And if you're really serious, then why wouldn't you continue to seek that out?
Yep.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
The internal power that comes at the higher levels of Tai Chi can seem mysterious, but that is mostly because Tai Chi students don't see the big picture yet. They don't even understand what the higher levels of the art are, much less have a plan to get there. Even though the senior masters mostly agree on what the steps are, they mostly don't talk about it. On the TaiChiRoadmap.com, I outline all of the steps of Tai Chi development. Everything is explained so you know what to do, when to do it, and why. This is the complete roadmap to Tai Chi mastery, with an explanation of all the steps from rank beginner to senior master. Again, that is a free course that you can access online. Go to TaiChiRoadmap.com to sign up. That's TaiChiRoadmap.com.